Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Kathy Mullen. We know Kathy from Neal & Glenn Handmade Soaps, but Kathy is branching out onto a new venture, and that is a farm stand. What's the name of your farm stand, Kathy?
Neal & Glenn Farm Stand.
Well, that makes it easy to remember. And where's your farm stand located at?
At the old Freshwater Farms at the reserve that's owned by Regional Land Trust.
Oh, okay. And what's your background? How did you kind of get started in this arena?
I have made soaps for a very long time. I raise a herd of dairy goats up on our ranch, as well as lots of other animals. It's a five-generational ranch. My children are the fifth generation. And my soaps are unusual in that they're sculptured soaps, and they don't fit in boxes. They don't fit wrapped in plastic. They need to be sold out of a bucket. And it was very hard to distribute my soaps because of that. So I made a decision that I needed to find my own space to distribute it. And I had been driving by the old nursery on Myrtle Avenue for a long time, looking at a small building. And it turned out that the North Coast Regional Land Trust was looking to lease some of that property after they bought it. And so I proposed that I rent it, and they chose me as the person to rent it, which I'm very happy about. And so I went on in and I set up and realized that I had much more space than I needed for myself. And about that time, I heard about the food permit that people can get, the cottage industry permit.
Mm-hmm. Cottage food bill, yeah. And allows people to make products at their home and sell them to people.
And I got to thinking that these people needed a place to distribute. They had nowhere to put it unless they sold out of their home or out of their car on the side of the street. Where were they going to go? And I thought, well, I would really like to be able to make that available. Then it just grew further and further. And I thought about farmers needing a space to put their produce. And I've opened it up to all of them.
What types of products do you sell there currently?
Currently, we have banana bread. We have honey. We have fresh, beautiful woven alpaca, you know, hats and from an alpaca farmer in Bayside. What else do we have? My soaps and my lotions. Uh-huh. Henry is bringing his olives on over. We have a lady who just contacted me who's going to be bringing some lemon curd that she makes and some hibiscus jelly and more different kinds of breads.
And how about farmers? Are you selling produce there?
Not yet, mm-hmm. But we're certainly open. And we've been putting in a lot of herbs for fresh-picked herb gardens. Right now we have a lot of fresh flowers that are edible flowers for salads. And
have you been putting those in there at the farm stand?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so
yeah.
You're planting things right there.
Right there for fresh-picked, so people can come just pick them.
Okay, so when people put their products there, is that on consignment? Is that how that works, or do you actually buy that and resell it?
It's not on consignment. I don't buy it. They rent a spot. It's like a cooperative. They rent a spot for $30 a month.
Oh, okay. And ultimately, what sorts of products would you like to see at your stand?
More produce. I'd like to get some fresh-grown beans that are dried. I'd like to get some grains that are dried. I'd like
all that. How about meat?
Meats, very open to meats. We have some of our own meat from the ranch, but not enough to cover that situation. So,
and
yeah.
So are you selling goat from your goat business?
We haven't done that yet.
No. Uh-huh. What sort of meat are you selling from your farm?
Well, we'll be bringing down a little beef, a little lamb.
Okay. And is it a permanent building then, the space that you're in?
Yeah, it is a permanent building. We redid the whole building. It used to just be a shed, and we've actually went in and turned it into a beautiful place to be.
And it seems to me like farm stands are kind of coming back in style. I mean, when I was a kid growing up, you saw farm stands all over the place. And that's really where we bought a lot of our produce. But then that's kind of gone away, but it seems like it's coming back.
It's
are you
important.
Noticing that?
Yeah, and it's really important because we need to go back to the old ways. We need to get the food to the people in a very simple manner. It doesn't have to be complex, which is the whole idea, you know. That's what farm stands were about, and that's why I want to do this.
Uh-huh. And I like the idea that it's a cooperative, too, because the farmers, you know, if each farmer had a farm stand, then they're going to have to staff that farm stand, and they're not going to have less time to be working out in the field doing what it is they're doing for a living.
Exactly. And it works well for me because I can be there all day doing what I need to do in terms of getting my labels ready. You know, I can be selling their products. It works well.
Now, how I met you is kind of interesting because I met you through your daughter, who is involved in agriculture at the College of the Redwoods Agriculture Program. And I know she's going to be going on to Chico in a few, maybe a year or so. Are all your children involved in farming?
Yeah, every single one of them have chosen that. And I'm just so proud of them. You know, uh-huh. It's wonderful. My son is going into ag business. He's heading off to Feather River College. My older son has fresh vegetable starts. He has a small nursery up near Willits that he produces a lot of plants, and he's been bringing them down and putting them there. And then my son Ben, he just is absolutely amazing. He lives very simply, grows his own grains, and just lives out of his garden. You know, he's quite a guy too, all very self-sufficient people.
Is he up in this area as well?
No, he's in Willits also.
In Willits too, okay.
Yeah. And then Jenny, how can I forget that? She has eggs that she's selling.
Oh, she's raising eggs.
For CR Farms.
Eggs.
They're coming from CR Farms have their organic eggs at the stand. So I forgot those.
I'll bet you were a 4-H mom.
Years of. I was a goat instructor for many years, yeah.
Okay. So tell me about the location and why that really works for you.
You know, it's really a special location. It's in the wetlands. It's a preserved area that North Coast Regional Land Trust has bought. And they have school children coming through, and they're going to be opening a trail that will be going right in front of the stand. The kids come through, lately more often, like once or twice a week, and they have a nice, you know, picnic on my lawn in front of the shop, and I love it. I just love it, and that makes it very special that it is a preserved area. It's nice.
And it's great for the kids, too, to see, I mean, because you sell the starts there for plants, you sell the vegetables there. I mean, I think that, again, is something that is missing.
And as we put the herbs in, we put markers on each herb to identify what the herbs are and what they're good for, so that the kids can walk through and look and learn from that. You know,
that's really a fun thing. I remember having my niece and nephew up, and I have a herb garden as well, and I would pinch off pieces and scrunch them up and have them smell them, and it was just, you know, blew their mind.
It's so wonderful for them to have some education as to that. Yeah, I have my mint garden. We have I think 9 different kinds of mints, maybe 10. I just keep adding more. Uh-huh. And the kids, that's a part. They just, you know, it's just, they smell
it.
So
yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Nice. Now, remind us again where your farm stand is and what your hours are.
Okay, we're at the Old Freshwater Farms. It's on Myrtle Avenue. It's right south of Three Corners Market on your right, and you'll see our signage. And we're open every day from 12 to 6.
Well, this has been a pleasure talking with Kathy Mullen from Neal & Glenn Farm Stand. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.